right, my podcasting pals, another audio adventure awaits. Let's hop right in. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast on this Wednesday, November 28th. How the heck are you? Dave here. With all my silly clips from this morning's show, a rather good show today. We had Lou Gramm on the program, the original voice of Foreigner, and actually current half-voice of Foreigner, seeing as they're on a reunion tour of sorts with the current band out together and having a damn fine time together, it seems. We had a great chat with Lou today. We heard about the Hugh Hefner estate auction. Yes, basically a Playboy Mansion garage sale. Juniper coffee is now a thing at Starbucks, and a Massachusetts town got in trouble for their Christmas card this year. We heard about storage scores and spun the wheel once again for a Long Song Wednesday. And we also touched on some science news. While we're landing rovers on Mars, we're also studying some rather ridiculous things, I guess, to balance out the seriousness of science. And speaking of seriousness, a tour is starting called the Laugh Rock Seriously Tour, starring a truly odd couple in the realm of comedy and classic rock. So find out about that and a whole bunch more. Let's dive in. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I'm very excited about this. I have not spoken to Lou Gramm. I think the last time I spoke to him was like 2013, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, so it's been at least 5 years. And then the time before that was like 94 or 95.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, and at that time he was still in the band.
Yeah.
Right? But
yeah,
he is with the band this coming Friday night. They will be at where? They're at the Hard Rock Stadium?
Yeah, they're at Hard Rock on Friday.
Hard Rock. It's
very underrated singer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sort of like Knopfler with guitar.
Well, you know what? The thing about Lou Gramm is he wasn't underrated when he was performing.
Okay.
You know, but later on, after he stopped performing, mm-hmm. you know, people basically forgot about him, even though the majority of the Foreigner songs that you hear are Lou Gramm.
Yeah, and he wrote them too.
Yeah, he wrote them with Mick. So,
a couple soul hits.
Anyway, we're going to talk to him.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
There is a auction going off of all of Hef's stuff. Remember we had the story the other day
of
Hef dumping all of his risque stuff.
Stone coffin, right?
And then a stone coffin that they dropped into the ocean, right? But there is stuff that people can actually purchase, and Julian's Auctions is doing it. It's running through the end of the month. His complete collection of Playboy magazines, so every Playboy magazine there ever was, right? They're expecting that to go for about $40,000. He's got his own. He was big on board games.
Doesn't he have a Monopoly set or something?
Yeah, he does have a Monopoly set. $8,000 is what they think they could. It comes with and one of the icons is a Hef smoking a pipe.
Right? Oh, nice.
And
cool.
There's also a Playboy bunny. How surprised.
Ah.
All right. They also have there's a massive portrait of Hef that's going for about $2,000. All right. And Farrah Fawcett did a statue of her own torso. And that's up for grabs. So in case you ever want...
Was that out in the grotto or something?
I have no idea where they put it, but it's out there somewhere. So you know, and all you have to do is contact Julian's, and you can have that for yourself.
I spent all my money at the Frank Rizzo estate auction.
Did you?
That's a shame.
Well, you could just do so much with those police batons.
You're a lush, you crumb bum.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever... touch
John DiBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9.
You touch it!
MGK.
I don't know. You know, you get gusty wind happening. Maybe you want a nice hot drink. Does a hot drink come to mind, Cindy? When you got
a
gusty wind?
Always.
Well, then stop by your neighborhood Starbucks because they just rolled out their newest holiday beverage, the Juniper Latte. It tastes like a Christmas tree.
So you're drinking gin, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You're basically drinking poison, right? Juniper berries are poison
on their own. Got to be careful with those.
Yeah, which is why I don't drink gin, and I'm always surprised that you do.
Oh, I love gin. Right? Shout out to Blue Coat.
Junipers are those small berries that you find on pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly this latte tastes like one. It features a hint of juniper and sage, a evergreen aroma, and citrus notes. It's friggin' coffee. Yeah. Just stop with this language.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
So, you know, the stupid, we can't just leave the stupid for you know, Monday mornings at 8:10.
We'd have no show without them. Let's be honest.
That's true. The stupid are very important to us. And if you're out doing your Christmas shopping, you know, you're walking around going from place to place. Maybe you're getting one of those pine tree lattes. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, you know, speaking of Christmas, how are you guys doing with LDB?
He's out.
I was out immediately.
I'm still in it. And I was listening to Christmas music last night.
All right. What about you, Sen? If you don't know what the LDB is, it's a little drummer boy. And we've got a little contest going on here as to who could last the longest before they're hearing it. All right. You walk into a store and it's on, you're out. All right. You turn on the radio, it comes on, you're out. You hear Bing and Bowie doing it, you're out.
Of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm still in. Steve's still in. What about you, Sen?
I'll probably win because I don't leave the house too
much. That's true. That's true.
So, warning.
All right. Speaking of Christmas messages, though, all right, here's one that comes from the Historical Society of Massachusetts. All right. They decided that they would put out their own Christmas card this year, and they did a mass mailer to all of the supporters of Dorchester, Massachusetts. And the card reads, they did a special card, and the card reads, "We're dreaming of a white Dorchester." Okay. Now there are multiple problems with that. One of them being that Dorchester is 22% white, 18% Hispanic, and 45% black.
Oh, damn. It's like Philly.
And they sent everybody in the town a card that said, "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas."
With a picture of the Romneys on it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
Is there, let me ask you all this, is there anything better, and this is the time of year you might find some too, right? Is there anything better than, like, you know, you're breaking out the heavier coats nowadays, put a coat on, put your hand in a pocket, cash.
No, it's great.
Huh. Right, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a dollar or if it's $10, $20, it doesn't matter what it is. Putting your hand in an old pair of pants or a jacket you haven't had on in the longest time, and there's cash in there, nothing gets better.
Usually it's just a T for me.
Right. Is that it?
Ball marker.
Yeah. All right.
A lot of times it's dollar bills.
Dollar bills. Yeah.
Dollar's a score.
Yeah, but it's
a great feeling.
A score. Yep, it is. It's not as good as finding $7.5 million.
What?
Right. You know that show, Storage Wars?
Yes.
All right.
No way.
Listen to this. All right.
Dan Dotson
is the star Storage Wars. Puts a storage unit up for grabs, right? Guy buys it $500, right? Not clear why he let it go, why Don let it go himself. Why didn't he check it out?
Yeah.
Because in there was a safe, right? The new owners bring somebody in to open the safe, and there's $7.5 million inside.
Not check that.
All right.
I thought you were going to say it was actually in a coat pocket.
No. $7.5 million in the safe, right?
Wow.
And, okay, so you find $7.5 million in a safe, any one of you, right? What do you do? You keep it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You sure?
Go to Steve's wife to invest it.
Right.
Yeah, Kristen will help.
Yeah.
All right. The lawyers who represented the guy who actually owned the cash and the unit,
right
or rented it, right, contacted them and offered them $600,000 to get it all back, right, with the exception of the $600,000.
Okay.
All right. Well, and they negotiated with him and walked away with $1.2 million.
What?
Okay. All right. Okay.
I feel dumb.
Okay.
Explain.
So, all right. So the people who owned the cash, who were original owners of the cash, wanted the cash back.
Right.
They offered the guy who found it $600,000. He asked for more. It came up to $1.2 million, and he settled for that. Gave them the rest of the money back.
Why?
Because more than likely it was dirty money. And the last thing they wanted to do was walk away with $7.5 million of dirty money to find out the hard way that they weren't going to be able to keep it.
Okay. Here, you go launder it.
That's it. So you take care of it. I'll take the 1.2. It's still more than I had in the first place.
Uh-huh.
Right? And yeah.
I'm going to go out and buy a storage locker.
Right.
I guarantee you I open up the safe. It's old Beanie Babies.
The John DeBella. DeBella podcast. John DeBella.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time to get to the Wheel of Long Songs. Now, as you know, we have two listener pick spaces on the wheel. Plus, we've got two bonus spaces on the wheel, and we don't even know what's under the bonus spaces. New this week is Yes's Seen All Good People. Rosalita is still in there. Kashmir from Led Zeppelin. That's one of the originals, ain't it now?
Right? It might be, yeah.
Yeah, or it might have been a replace for something.
At this point, I don't remember. Yeah,
we're not going to take it from The Who, and Tonight from Genesis. Thank you very much. All right, so if you guys are ready.
Yeah.
All right.
Heck yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's adjust the wheel here so we can get it closer to the microphone. And
come on, bonus.
Yeah, I'm dying for a bonus one. I
need
really
to know.
Am. Come on, bonus.
I need
come
to know.
Bonus,
is it going to hit?
Bonus,
is it going to hit?
Bonus,
oh, I missed by one.
Oh, my God.
I missed by one. Dark Purple, what is it? I can't read
dark
it.
Dark Purple is Genesis. Tonight.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
They could have cured cancer, but instead, scientists worked on this. You ready for this one? I mean, I think sometimes these scientists just do this stuff to amuse us. They just go, you know what? We're going to come up with something here, and everybody's going to go, what the hell are they thinking? All right? It seems that a group of pediatricians wanted to find out the answer to one of life's eternal mysteries. How long does it take to poop out a Lego?
Wow.
So, well, it's that time of year. You know, you get a lot of kids, a lot of toys, a chance of that. Okay, I understand that part. The authors of the study, the group of doctors, all swallowed a Lego.
No.
All right, each one of them swallowed a Lego and then sifted through what came out until they found the Lego. And just so that you know, it takes 1.71 days to poop a Lego.
Wow, that's good for Dave and I. Right. We've got two young kids.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen.
And that's it. That's it.
I would think to my son and not to me.
All right. So there it is, your science for today.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
This coming Friday, the Double Vision Tour is coming to Atlantic City. It's Foreigner then and now, and tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. They'll be at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. And joining us now is Lou Gramm. How are you doing?
I'm doing just right.
What prompted the all-original band reunion? I mean, we've been asking for this for the longest time, but how did it come about?
I think because celebrating 25 years of the release of the Double Vision album, it should have happened in the release of the first album, but it didn't, so we didn't want to let the second album get away from us either. So, you know, there was a lot of talk going down and how the logistics would be and this and that. And the guys in the new band, like I say, have been nothing but helpful, great players, great guys, and make us feel totally welcome.
Has Kelly cooked for you yet?
Not yet, but I've heard he's a cooking fool.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get on that.
You should tell him, every interview I do, they ask if you've cooked for me yet.
And I hate to keep telling him no.
How does this work on stage? What are the logistics of, you know, all of these people being on stage?
The first 45 minutes is the new band playing songs from all the different albums.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a 15 or 20 minute break. Then the original band comes on and plays about 45 minutes of songs strictly from Double Vision. And then we come out and do I Want to Know What Love Is, and then Hot Blooded. And it's both bands on stage for those two songs.
That's a lot of sound.
It sure is.
Where does this album stand in terms of your favorite Foreigner albums?
The Double Vision album?
Yeah.
I say it's one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
It's hard really to pick a favorite. They're like your children, you know?
Yeah, sure. Okay, what about a favorite song from this album? Can you go that far?
I like Blue Morning, Blue Day, particularly.
Mick told me this story years ago, but neither Steve or Dave were around for it. The origin of the album's title, Double Vision. Do you want to explain it to these two? Because it's a very interesting story.
Back in those days, I was a huge New York Rangers fan. You know, it's impossible to get season's tickets. The only way you can get season's tickets is if you know someone who has season's tickets who doesn't want them anymore, you can inherit them from him.
Or they could just die.
Right, yeah, sure.
Yeah. I got someone else's season tickets who weren't going to use them anymore. This time, we were recording in the studio when they were in the playoffs against Philly.
Mm-hmm.
John Davidson was the goalie, right? Yeah, he was the goalie. So we're recording the Double Vision album, and we're in the recording studio recording Double Vision. However, I'm just singing phonetics. I have no words. I have no title to the song. I'm just going blah, 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 blah. Okay? And they're playing the music. We just wanted to get the music down.
Right.
And I had a little 5-inch screen TV in my recording booth.
Okay.
But every time we took a 5-minute break, I turned the volume up. And one time I turned the volume up, it just happened that I think it was Bob Battleship Kelly.
All right, the Hound, yeah.
A good pal, yeah.
Yeah.
The Hound.
I thought it was Dave the Hammer Schultz.
You know what? You're right. You are right.
That sounds more like Hammer.
You are right. Anyways, he came across the front of the goal and hit John with the butt side of his stick.
Yeah, that sounds like Dave the Hammer Schultz.
Yes. Knocked him down. The garden was going insane. I was in the vocal booth screaming, you know. So they helped him up and helped him skate off the rink into the dressing room.
Right.
And the announcer says, we've got good news and bad news. John Davidson does not have a concussion, but he is feeling woozy and experiencing double vision.
Wow.
And I said, that's it, damn it, that's it.
Lou Gramm, our guest, the Double Vision Foreigner Then and Now Tour, comes to the Hard Rock Atlantic City this coming Friday. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Lou, all the best. Have a great holiday season and enjoy the rest of these shows. You definitely deserve to.
Thanks, guys.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Sticks has a handful of dates lined up for next year with Larry the Cable Guy.
Maybe they're a fan.
They must be. I mean, the 7 shows in all. The tour is being called Laugh Rock Seriously, right? And I didn't add the seriously. That's the title, Laugh Rock Seriously. And Tommy says he's preparing up for a fun night of music and comedy, something we could use a big dose of. Okay. So 7 dose. I put together a commercial. I thought maybe this would work well.
Gator Duh. You know you got to lose weight when you can use the back of your neck as a travel pillow. Gonna be a real kind of man. Let me tell you the one bad thing about being married to somebody younger than you. Nothing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.